An individual history. This was before the time of lithium and Zoloft, before mood stabilizers and anxiolytics, and almost all the psychotropic drugs. But not before Thorazine, which the suicide O'Loughlin called handcuffs for the mind. It was before, during, and after the time of atomic fallout, Auschwitz, the Nakba, DDT. And you could take water cures, find solace in quarantines, participate in shunnings, or stand at Lourdes among the canes and crutches. It was when the march of time kept taking off its boots, Fridays when families prayed the living rosary to neutralize communists with prayer, when electroshock was electrocution, and hammers recognized the purpose of a nail. And so if you were as crazy as my maternal grandmother was then, you might make the pilgrimage she did through the wards of state and private institutions, and make of your own body a nail for pounding, its head sunk past quagmires, coups d'etat, and disappearances, and in this way find a place in history among the detained and unparoled, an individual like her, though hidden by an epic of lean notation, marked Parkinsonian tremor, chronic paranoid type, a time when the animal, slowed by its fate, was excited to catch a glimpse of its tail, or feel through her skin the dulled overjoy when, for a moment, her hands were still.